And yet Yah shakes us free from this bondage of the world, and our minds free, and it's such a stupidity. I'm going to praise Him. That's right, Deacon Bennett. As Deacon Bennett says, I have to promote that among you all. It should be a continuous thing. It is in my mouth. And that's just the truth. I get excited about Him. What I think of Him. I was thinking that I said, Yah, you're so wonderful. I don't even know how I felt, but it's beyond some natural thing the way I felt. And the excitement in my ru'ah is beyond that. Hallelujah. I told Elder Martin I wouldn't be here long. I'm going to close out. Oh, man. Turn quickly to Judges. Yishofatim. Book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 19. I want to read a few verses. And I'm going to close. Hallelujah. It says here in Judges, chapter 2, verse 19. And what he wants us to understand, the displeasure, and the thing that displeases him, especially in his people. It says that it came to pass when the Shaphat, the judge was dead, that the people returned and corrupted themselves more than their Avad. They corrupted themselves even more. It's important to have those to judge. And we have the Ru'ah to judge ourselves. That is what the Ru'ah of Yahweh does. I was speaking with Brother Allen. I said, Brother, when the Ru'ah truth comes, what does it do? The first thing it does, it judges us. It reproves the world of sin. But it will lead. I said, now you can't get past, as Deacon Horn reminded us, followers. It leads us first. It will lead. Listen now, it will lead us and then guide us into the paths of all truth. And that's what it does. I said, you got to get beyond leading first, brother. No, we stop there first. And then we emphasize the greatness of that. And so when the Shaphat or the Shoftim died, the judges, they went back to their evil ways. When there is no judgment in the house, brothers and sisters, you will go back to your evil ways. You will think evil. Your actions will be evil. Your thoughts will be evil. And that's what they did. So when you bring up, when Yah shows you your muttering and your murmuring, your complaining, you judge. You stop before a day or two. It must be a consistent reminder of that vile thing. They went, they corrupted themselves more than their avot. They be in following gods or Elohim to serve them and to bow down to them. And they cease not from their own doings. Now we don't cease from our own doings, do we? That's this generation. Your own doings. Well, I know, but it's your own doings. It's not the doings of Yah. Nor from their, what does it say there? What? Stubborn ways. We are not stubborn. Our ways are not stubborn. You have your mind set. You're stubborn in that. For stubbornness is as the working of the root of the spirit of witchcraft. That's why you walk in those stubborn ways. You don't allow the word of Yah to judge. It's Torah. And the anger, the af of Yahweh was hara. It was hot. They displeased him. In the Arabic, that word hot is the same as hara. He was displeased against Israel. And he said, because that this people has transgressed my brit, my covenant, which I commanded their avat, and have listened, and they have not what? Listened to my voice. They did not hear the voice of Almighty Yahweh. They will not listen to him. And Yah speaks by his Torah, brothers and sisters. And that is what the Ru'ah does. It brings alive that written message of hope that he has put in us. And the witness of that is the profound revelation of Yahshua. You don't even know what's in you unless you draw from the power of the life of Yahshua. And he witnessed to the fullness of his truth. Yisrael, his covenant, his circumcision of Yisrael will be the covenant or the Torah written in them. And they will do all things. They will do all things to please him. He gave us a Torah to please him. And when a man walks in that Torah, he pleases Yah. And when a man walks outside of the Torah, it displeases Yah. And the Torah is a scroll, a book that brings judgment foremost above all things. It is one that judges everything. Our lives, our eating, our walk, our talk. It judges everything. Our conversation and everything. It teaches us how to talk, how to walk, how to act. The reason why that we will please Yah and not bring a displeasure unto him. I'm going to stop there. May Yah bless you all tonight. May he help you. Hallelujah. I know it's abrupt, but that's all right. May he help us all tonight. We cannot displease him. Because if you search scripture, you will see in every account. When Israel, I have more scripture, but I'm going to stop here. You will see in every account when they displeased Yah, death came upon them. They were sold into slavery and bondage because they displeased Yah. They will not adhere to his mishpatim. And we need that. We need the mishpat of Yah. We need those that will speak from his scroll, his book, to bring judgment in the midst. And his judgment is what cleanses us and show us our error and the path that we are on, that it may redirect our focus unto Almighty Yahweh. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I think that is beautiful. And I bless him for that. May Yah strengthen you all. You that are listening by the live stream, may he strengthen you all. May you be faithful unto him. And may he bless you all and your faithfulness. And that he keep you in the path that leads unto the assurance of Yahshua HaMashiach. There's no other path. One way to Yah. And you got to come through Yahshua HaMashiach. No other way. Hallelujah. Not through the color of your skin. Not through what you think is Israel. You true Israel, then you know his Messiah. His HaMashiach. And it's not these false men today that say that they are the ones. He is the only one. And his name is Yahshua. They can try to call themselves that name, but they're fools and deceivers. Yah brak you all. May his strength fill your lap tonight. I said to Elder Mon, this is the best day to drive right now this morning because there were not that many people out there. But later on tonight, those fools are going to act like fools. They are brothers and sisters. Yahweh does not want us to participate in any activity of these pagan events. Hallelujah. No. I said to Elder Mon, it's such a pleasant day. I would have all the brothers, all I like to do things when the brothers have special things. It's been nice to have a little cook. I said, but I wouldn't do it because of this day. Hallelujah. It's a nice, pleasant day today. It really was. I was doing some upholstery on those chairs, and I really barely sweated. How many did we do, Brother Nathan? Well, okay, I think we did about 20-some chairs. I did that by 11:30. I was rolling. I think about 24, 20. I was rolling. Hallelujah. But it was very pleasant in there, very cool and very mild. Enjoyed that. Hallelujah. Enjoyed it. They're calling for a very hot day tomorrow, but I hope Yah, what if he gives us, I will totally him. But if he gives us a day like this tomorrow, I will bless him. If he gives us a hot day, I will still bless him. If he gives us a cold day, I will still bless him. Whatever he gives me, I bless him for each day because this one thing for sure, I'm getting older. And I know that there's something that is imminent when you get older. You're going to pass from this life. That's a sure thing. It is appointed unto every man. Don't try to avoid it. Death. And after that, judgment. So I'm not going to try to avoid it. Hallelujah. I love life, so I want to refrain my mouth from evil. No guile like it was in HaMashiach. Let there be no guile in you. And guile is a bitter speaking. It's a vile talk that you talk. And you ought not to talk that way. You say things that corrupts others and alter their ability to think correctly. That's guile. It's a poisonous thing. You poison someone's mind, they get to scratching their head because you're a fool. You better love it. You might as well. Hallelujah. Because if you don't, you're in trouble. Yah brak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Bless you all for all things I will accomplish today. Yah brak you all. In all things we do, brak you are abar. Bless those that are listening tonight. We know that Brother Michael, Sister Michael, our Brother Alex, bless them, I pray, and everyone young brother Denzel and all of our listeners, wherever they are, Yah, we barak you. Bless them all in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Let me say this. That was a sister. I forgot. I told Elder Martin, I didn't say anything to Sister Roberts about it, but she called me from Hickory, North Carolina, that her and her husband are getting married, and she wanted someone to marry them. And it's a sad thing that this was a shame because I think her sister's husband, something like, anyway, he's a Baptist preacher. He told us, he said, I'll marry you. $200 is going to cost you. This is a wicked world. I would not even want them to perform any vow of consecration on me when it comes to that. But that's how wicked this world is. She said, I found your website. Well, sister, you got to listen to me first. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not like the other ones now. So you listen to me first, you and your husband-to-be, and you'll find out, all right? So if you listen tonight, sister, we send her the information so she can listen. Yahweh barak y'all. Shalom, shalom.